In our series, Learn German with Radio Deutsche Welle.
Lernt Deutsch bei der Deutschen Welle.
You can now hear
Deutsch, warum nicht?
German, why not? A radio language course by Herod Meser.
Liebe Hörerinnen und Hörer.
Hello and welcome back. Today you can hear lesson 5. Das ist doch unhöflich. That's impolite. Can you remember what happened in the last program? Poor Andreas. He's just started working as a porter at the Hotel Europa, and already something has gone wrong. One of the regular guests at the hotel, Dr. Thurmann, rang reception to order a beer. Andreas didn't recognize his voice and asked who was speaking.
Und wer sind Sie bitte?
Dr. Thurmann was tired after a long journey, and he was annoyed at this question. He didn't know who was at the reception desk, so he asked who was speaking.
Und Sie? Wer sind Sie?
Andreas had just told Dr. Thurmann who he was, when X, the invisible elf, piped up and asked Dr. Thurmann who he was. But she didn't address Dr. Thurmann formally as Z. Instead, she addressed him informally as Du.
Und wer bist du?
That isn't the polite way to address someone, and Dr. Thurmann is, understandably, surprised. Andreas is furious with X. But first he has to take a beer up to Dr. Thurmann's room. Andreas feels rather nervous about this, because he doesn't know how Dr. Thurmann will react. Listen to the conversation between Andreas and Dr. Thurmann. How does Dr. Thurmann respond?
Ja, bitte?
Ihr Bier bitte.
Danke. Sie sind doch der Portier, oder?
Ja.
Also, ich bin erstaunt. Warum sagen Sie du?
Wer? Ich?
Nein, nein, nein. Das ist doch unhöflich, junger Mann.
Entschuldigung. Entschuldigen Sie bitte.
Well, that wasn't as bad as Andreas had expected. First of all, Dr. Thurmann makes sure that Andreas is, in fact, the porter.
Sie sind doch der Portier, oder?
And then he tells Andreas that he's rather surprised, erstaunt at his behavior.
Also, ich bin erstaunt.
He's surprised that Andreas has called him Du, and he asks him why he's done so.
Warum sagen Sie Du?
At first, Andreas pretends he doesn't understand. Who? Me? He asks.
Wer? Ich?
Dr. Thurmann doesn't pursue the point and mutters the words no, no, no to himself.
Nein, nein, nein.
Dr. Thurmann tells Andreas that he finds his behavior impolite, unhöflich. He calls Andreas young man, junger Mann, which shows he disapproves of the younger generation.
Das ist doch unhöflich, junger Mann.
All Andreas can do now is say he's sorry.
Entschuldigung. Entschuldigen Sie bitte.
And now for two very important words in German. The word for yes, ja.
Ja. Sie sind doch der Portier, oder?
Ja.
And the word for no, nein.
Nein. Nein, nein.
And two more essential words in any conversation. Please. Bitte.
Ihr Bier bitte. Entschuldigen Sie bitte. Und wer sind Sie bitte?
And the word for thank you. Danke.
Danke.
Ihr Bier bitte.
Danke.
But to come back to Andreas and Dr. Thurmann, their conversation continues. Dr. Thurmann takes a large sip of beer and then says to Andreas,
Sie sind wohl ein Witzbold.
Dr. Thurmann thinks that Andreas has been playing a practical joke on him. He says Andreas is a bit of a joker and calls him a Witzbold, a term usually used for someone who makes bad jokes. At this point, X, the invisible elf, pipes up and makes a pun in German. She says she isn't a Witzbold, but a kobold, an elf, which all adds to the general confusion. Listen to the end of the conversation. Why does Dr. Thurmann decide not to pursue it?
Sie sind wohl ein Witzbold.
Witzbold?
Nein, ein Kobold. Ich bin ein Kobold.
Ach, was? Ein Kobold oder ein Witzbold oder... Ich bin müde. Gute Nacht.
Gute Nacht, Herr Dr. Thürmann.
Dr. Thürmann ends the conversation because he's tired. Müde.
Ich bin müde.
Andreas and Dr. Thürmann say good night. Gute Nacht to one another.
Gute Nacht.
Gute Nacht, Herr Dr. Thürmann.
And now for a recap of what you've learned today, after the melody. In today's lesson, you heard Dr. Thürmann describing his feelings and his views on how people should behave. In each case, he used a form of the verb to be, sein, and an adjective. When you are talking about yourself, you begin by saying, I am, ich bin.
Ich bin müde. Ich bin erstaunt.
Ich bin müde. Ich bin erstaunt.
And if you want to describe someone else's behavior, you say, das ist.
Das ist unhöflich. Das ist unhöflich.
Finally, a note about a little word that's used a lot in German. The word is doch. It doesn't change the meaning of a statement. It just makes what you say sound more emphatic.
Das ist unhöflich.
Das ist doch unhöflich.
You can also use the word doch to show you are making an assumption about something or someone.
Sie sind doch der Portier, oder?
Listen from the beginning to the conversation between Andreas and Dr. Thürmann. At the end, Andreas tells X what he thinks of her behavior.
Thank you.
Ja, bitte.
Ihr Bier bitte.
Danke. Sie sind doch der Portier, oder?
Ja.
Also, ich bin erstaunt. Warum sagen Sie du?
Wer? Ich?
Nein, nein, nein. Das ist doch unhöflich, junger Mann.
Entschuldigung. Entschuldigen Sie bitte.
Dr. Thürmann says, partly in jest, that he thinks Andreas is a bit of a joker. And then he says, good night, because he's tired.
Sie sind wohl ein Witzbold.
Witzbold?
Nein, ein Kobold. Ich bin ein Kobold.
Ach, was. Ein Kobold oder ein Witzbold oder... Ich bin müde. Gute Nacht.
Gute Nacht, Herr Dr. Thürmann.
Andreas takes this opportunity to tell X that it's very impolite to address strangers in the du form.
X? X?
Ja, bitte?
Also, du bist unhöflich.
Ich? Unhöflich?
Ja, du.
Entschuldigung, ich...
Das ist doch unhöflich.
Und wer bist du?
Ich bin müde.
Nein, du bist ein Kobold.
X pretends that she's upset by what Andreas says. He calls her an elf. But who knows whether that's meant as a compliment or as a criticism. Well, that's all for today. Goodbye for now and do join us for the next lesson.
You've been listening to our language course, Deutsch, warum nicht? A production of Radio Deutsche Welle in cooperation with the Goethe-Institut in Munich.